Welcome into another episode of A Colorado Craft Podcast from Mile High Bourbon and Rye. My name is Zach, and I am the host of the show. I'm really stoked to be back down here at Crazy Mountain Brewing after a while. I used to record a handful of episodes down here, haven't been for a minute, and it's been a little too long. So I'm sitting here with Robbie. Robbie, thank you so much for sitting in with me on this one.
Heck yeah, welcome back, Zach.
Yeah, thrilled to be here, man. Thrilled to be here. We're sipping on a couple of beers. Which one are you enjoying today?
I think I grabbed the same thing you did. We just recently did a collaboration with Black Sky. We did an orange peel hibiscus coriander wheat with our good friend Harry over at Black Sky. It's been killing it. Crushing it. Really proud of AJ and Harry for this beer. It's absolutely delicious.
That's fantastic. It is definitely delicious. This collaboration is phenomenal. And actually, that leads pretty perfectly into kind of the first question that I had for you guys is, I know you're not in the actual brewing process with your role here as much, but like, how does that come about? You guys just good friends and happen to be like, let's brew together? And
yeah, I mean, the 2 years that I've been involved in the project, Harry and the guys at Black Sky have just been great friends. I believe they were on an earlier episode of your podcast with Slava, and great friends who have helped each other out. Harry comes in before metal shows here at the Fillmore in the Ogden, and just a few weeks ago they decided they ought to make a beer together, and here we are. We're planning on doing a bunch more with the guys at Black Sky. It's a great fit. We're all big music lovers, maybe different genres, but all big music lovers. So it's been super cool.
That is awesome. And a few weeks is all it took to collab something like this. I can't wait to see everything else that comes out too.
We're really excited.
Because this is definitely delicious. On that music front, since I've been down here, you guys have really kind of blown up with that sort of scene. So I really wanted to highlight you guys down here, because I think I love what the vibe of this place is, everything about it is. So let's talk a bit about kind of your music scene here. You guys are real close to, as you said, the Fillmore and the Ogden, but
yeah, music's always been my passion, not as a performer, but as an enjoyer. The moment I got involved here at Ogden and Colfax, it was obvious to me, being so close to the Ogden, the Fillmore, that leaning into the music vibe was the way to go. I've spent my time here for the last 2 years leaning hard on that, whether it be the aesthetic of the room or the artwork or just the general vibe we seem to provide. Our open mics took off like crazy a few months ago, which has led us to meet a bunch of amazing local musicians. We've been here long enough now that even the musicians from the Ogden, when they've come back on tour for a second time, come here and hang out before their performance.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
People in town are starting to know that we're the pre-Ogden spot, which has always been my goal. People know that they're going to hear good music here and be with kindred spirits who love music.
That's wicked cool.
And there's not a ton of like live music right here in Cap Hill, so really stoked to keep that happening and continuing.
Yeah, and I mean, in addition to having the acts that are playing at the Ogden coming back, being able to have that local community people come in and play all the time too. I mean, that's what I feel like local breweries are always about, is getting the community involved. And that's awesome to have that opportunity to have those local folks play here in your brew.
Absolutely. And now it's come to a point where, you know, the same musicians, the same comics, not the same, I mean, more than that, but come back every week, and just this is their spot and they absolutely love it. The music thing, I literally hired our newest bartender after he played a song for me on the spot. He came in, his girlfriend and him have just moved to Colorado, told me he was a songwriter. I handed him one of our house guitars, he played me a song, place went nuts, and I hired him on the spot. So that's the kind of vibe I enjoy and love.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's an awesome story. Yeah. So if you're talented enough to play, come down here and impress. You might land a job.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And you were saying the open mic night kind of has become sort of a stepping stage to even play for you guys, like scheduled concerts as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're only doing live music every Saturday night at this point, other than the open mic, of course. But it's an easy way to like audition, if you will. Someone will hit me up and I'll say, come play at our open mic. If we enjoy your vibes, we'll offer you a Saturday night gig. It only took me a couple weeks to book the whole summer.
Well, that's
so
awesome.
You can count on live music every Saturday night at Crazy Mountain for the foreseeable future.
That's every Saturday. Come on down. Great beers, great music. You're going to have a really, really good time. You guys set up a whole stage and everything is what you were telling me before we sat down here. We'll let the fire rescue get by. I didn't start the fire this time, so we're good.
Sirens are a normal thing here on the corner. Don't let that scare you.
Yeah. No, that happens in any city, I would assume, probably pretty often. But, no, so you guys set up a stage. You have all of that happening. You did say that you've got, like, some bands that have played the Ogden come back through. What do you, like, what's kind of the coolest, I guess, experience with a musical group, whether they're local or otherwise, that's kind of come through before or after a show?
I've had a lot of cool ones just recently. The drummer for Modest Yahoo, I don't know if I'm allowed to say specific names, but Modest Yahoo was at the Ogden just a few weeks ago. And the, I'm sorry, not the drummer, the lead guitar player.
Okay.
Sat down at the bar. I recognized him instantly, but couldn't quite remember what exactly was happening.
Yeah.
And after a beer or two, we started chatting, and he could not wait to come back to our little establishment before he played the Ogden with Modest Yahoo. If you're not familiar with Modest Yahoo, incredible and one of the tightest, most interesting group of musicians you'll ever meet. So super cool that now the musicians, the roadies, they know before their show at the Ogden, they'll come hang out with me and have a good time.
Oh, that's way cool. That is really cool. And then on the local front, too, have you seen anybody that's like, what's probably, man, I don't really know how to phrase this one as much. I kind of want to know, is there anybody that's just come in and just, obviously you're a newly hired bartender, but like, do you guys get often people that come in and just kind of blow you away with the talent that they're bringing?
Absolutely. A lot of open mic nights. I've been doing open mic nights for many years at different establishments. And a lot of times, you know, they get a bad rap because the quality's not great, you know. Man, Jason, our new bartender, the John Brum musical experience has been absolutely incredible. Local guy named John Dilly, amazing Dustin Mangera, a lot of great, great local musicians. You know, they only get a couple songs and they come in here and give it their everything on that little stage. And, we got Ed Cohen coming up this Saturday, which it'll be his first time here. But man, if you got time to come down from 6 to 8, this is going to be a good one.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. I am hopeful to get this one out ahead of this Saturday. If I can get it posted in time, but we'll make sure to cut that clip and get it out for people to know about it too. Cause
he'll be back either way.
Awesome. Great. So good opportunity to see him there. So one thing I've noticed here, I really liked on your guys' board as well. You've got buy a beer for later, and just like a lot of kind of pieces around here that make it feel like, in addition to the music bringing sort of that community sense in together, you guys seem to really foster a good community environment. Very, very welcoming, very friendly feeling. Like, I mean, I don't know if it's the skylights, if it's the big garage doors that you guys got, but it also feels just like warm and friendly in here at the same time. I mean, that's got to be kind of an important thing to do, but how do you guys think you do that? Because it goes beyond the lighting for sure.
That just comes down to the people who work for you. It's real easy if you got the right people involved. It's an eclectic little room. Most of the artwork is, you know, my personal collection. Got the right people in place, you know, the right bartenders who honestly care about people and care about their experience. You can go plenty of places and get a beer. But if you get a great interaction and great service from the bartender in a comfy, cozy environment, I don't know. Seems like a easy recipe to me. That's not an arrogant statement. That's just put the right people in place who actually care about people. You know, I don't think anyone in the tap room is just here for the money.
Yeah.
You know, we're here to actually provide a safe, welcoming space for everyone.
And I think that's fantastic. And it really comes through, because every time I've been down here, it always just feels like a place that you're happy to just hang out. There's nothing that it's just very, very, as you said, very welcoming, very like safe, comforting area to be in. So
that's a ginormous compliment. Thank you.
I like this place a ton, man. So this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. Before we kind of move forward a little bit, I do want to take a moment to reach out to a new affiliate of ours. Mile High Bourbon's proud to be partnering up with Pay Dirt DFS. If you are a sports person, and here in Colorado, our sports are pretty important, I'd say, across the board, top to bottom. If you like playing the daily fantasy sports, you like putting in the sports betting books, check out Pay Dirt DFS. This guy puts together fantastic models. He's got a track record of putting out models to select the people in those that'll get you into those winning brackets, help you get that return on investment when you're out there playing those daily fantasy sports. And daily fantasy, like me personally, I'm terrible at it. I put some money in, I won a little bit, and then I lost everything I'd put into it. So I haven't really touched it a ton until I've been checking out this site. It's made it fun again. And, you know, it's not like a promise of you're going to become a, you know, millionaire overnight or anything. But if you enjoy playing it, it's nice to be able to, you know, kind of bankroll yourself without having to keep putting in more and more money. His models do a phenomenal job, so check that out for sure. There will be a link down in the description of the video, or if you're listening as a podcast, in the show notes. Follow that link, sign up for his site. It helps support him, and it helps support my show as well. And he's a guy I went to high school with, so you're still supporting, you know, some Colorado roots. He doesn't live in the state currently, but still Colorado roots, so always cool to keep it that way as well. So check out Pay Dirt. Like I said, link down in the show notes. And thank you very much for that partnership opportunity to Pay Dirt DFS.
Very cool. Yeah. While you're on the topic of sports, can I make a little plug?
100%.
So we recently became friends with Mile High Sports through some relationships. Drew Kreisman, shout out. Love you, babe. And we became friends with Nate Lundy, who's in charge of the organization.
Yep.
They recently opened up their studio inside of Number 38.
Okay.
It's super, super cool. They bought a shipping container and literally set up their studio inside the bar.
That's
you
awesome.
Can watch the podcast live, hear it on all the TVs. And they decided they wanted to make a beer for each sports team that they do a podcast for.
Okay.
With a few local breweries. We were lucky enough to get on that list. We made a beer for the Rockies called 20th and Blake. It's a really approachable IPA that is always available here at the bar and also at Number 38. So shout out to Mile High Sports and the worst baseball team around. Love you, Rockies.
Oof, yeah. Don't get me started on the Rockies. Although I will take a quick moment here to poke fun at my daughter a little bit. And so, being a teenager, she's kind of in the I don't like any Colorado sports teams because I'm Colorado sports teams top to bottom. So right. I feel like that's sort of her rebellious phase. She loves the state of Florida because she got to go there on vacation and fell in love with the ocean and the humidity and all of that. So the Marlins are one of the teams that she chose as her favorite team. And so when the Rockies swept that series and have otherwise done nothing all year, basically, I always take the opportunity to poke a little
fun
there.
That was pretty satisfying.
Yep, yeah. That certainly was. Because for as many times as she makes fun of, you know, my town for having such a terrible baseball team, I at least have that to kind of poke back.
I love that. How old's your daughter?
15.
Heck yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we share a similar experience.
Yep, yeah. 15's an interesting age, let me tell you.
Yeah.
My goodness. She's just started driving, got her permit and everything, and
mine
coming
too.
Through all that. And, you know, not to make fun of her too much, she drives wonderfully. She does a really good job. But those first couple of times sitting down, I realize now why my parents were so tense when I first learned to drive.
It's a scary thing.
It is. It is indeed. But we won't poke fun at her too much because she gets a little self-conscious about that. But so shout out, though, to Mile High Sports. That's awesome to have that set up. And you guys get to do the Beer for the Rockies podcast over
really,
there.
Really, really excited about it. You know, that all led from my relationship with Drew. Drew's been one of our biggest fans and got to get to know his family and his new son. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing that's led to great things. So thanks, Drew.
That's awesome. It's all about knowing people, too, and being able to.
Oh, it's all about that.
Yep. And that keeps that whole, that's that same thing we were kind of talking about. It's that community sense. It's that good feeling of like, you're with people that you know, you like being around, and that just makes it an awesome environment to be in. So,
heck yeah.
Guess I'm going to have to stop by State 38, or
Number 38.
Sorry, number 38. State 38 is the distillery.
Right, down there, I guess it's 38th and Broadway, right? Where, what's it called now? Shambles. It used to be Mockery Brewing.
Okay,
Right there on that same little street adjacent to Broadway.
I know about where you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely have to go check them out. And, you know, shout out State 38 for being a good distillery in the state as well. But
Heck yeah,
that's why I got confused there. But that's really cool. So what are some of the other breweries, if you know that did the beers for the sports teams?
So I know that Downhill did one, I assume, for the hockey team because they're big hockey fans.
And Avalanche, Downhill, that makes sense.
Call to Arms was involved.
Okay.
I feel bad. I'm drawing a blank on the fourth, but
hey, that's all right.
Call to Arms and Downhill for sure.
We're here to mostly promote Crazy Mountain today, so, you know, 20th and Blake is the beer to talk about, but that's really cool. That's super awesome. Let's see. I had a couple other questions that I potentially wanted for you here. Now that we've ordered ourselves a spare beer, what would you say? You've got some folks coming down. They're swinging through Denver to head into the Ogden or the Fillmore, right? Pair a beer with your, like, if you had your ideal show that you were going to see at the Ogden, what beer would you have here before you went to see, and what show would it be? Wow, that's tough. And it doesn't have to be a current tap. It can be something that you've had in the past.
I see a lot of shows, man. I see a lot of shows. I think the Colfax Pale Ale is a never go wrong,
okay,
consistent beer that celebrates the place where we operate and live and hang out.
That makes a lot of sense.
There's a lot going on Colfax Avenue, so I'm really excited to celebrate persevering the construction down here. We're about to come out with a bunch of merchandise related to our Colfax Pale Ale, which is really exciting. I'm lucky enough to do all the artwork around here.
That's awesome.
So yeah, the Colfax Pale Ale is, always my go-to before a show.
That's awesome.
And I can walk over and walk back, and that's a pretty wonderful place to be.
Sweet. So that one pairs pretty well with anything that you go to see, you feel like?
Always.
Awesome. Because that's one thing I really like, is coming up with something that's, you know, a good pairing for like your evening. What's going to feel good as you're coming through and enjoying a nice beer before you go down and check out whatever concert it is.
Everybody's got such varying palates, you know.
It does make it difficult.
It's a hard thing to answer. So I think luckily AJ is very understanding of the fact that everybody's got different tastes and a different palate. So we try to keep a large variety at all times. I think there's something for everybody most of the time.
That's perfect. That's awesome. So that was kind of what my thought was, is like, how do you pair something like that? Like, so people coming down, that just means as you come down to the Fillmore or the Ogden and you're not really sure what you're in the mood to drink, or you know what you like, either way, you can come in here and get something that you're going to enjoy.
And we'll all help you figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. What show though do you think would be like, so you've got a night to yourself, you're going to swing by here, have a beer, it'll be the Colfax Pale Ale, and then you're going to go see the show. What show is like, what's your ideal choice show?
That's really tough, man. I have a very eclectic, I think recently I saw Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, wasn't at the Ogden, but at the Mission Ballroom.
Okay.
Mind-boggling. At the Ogden in the last couple of months. Oh man, Peter Hook from Joy Division. That was a highlight of the year.
Okay.
And I did not get to personally hang out with him, but most of his band, they were all super cool.
That's awesome.
That was rad.
That is really cool. Man, that's a blast. I love it when you get to meet the guys from the bands you enjoy listening to, and they're like a joy to hang out with.
Yeah, just don't act like a fangirl and they'll be cool.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I got a chance recently, I was telling you before we started recording, but the last episode before this was actually with a Colorado band, and they opened for a big national act, Avenged Sevenfold, at the Pepsi Center, or Ball Arena now, but so Wake Me, but that was a very similar experience. And so these guys show up, we all sit down, We got some cocktails at Mile High Spirits and just got to sit there and talk for a little bit. And I really like, I mean, and that's why I'm going to have to come down and check out you guys' Saturday shows and your open mic nights, because the folks who are doing that kind of stuff, I love feeling that passion come from them. And I think, like, I definitely get that vibe from you guys here. I get it from other, like, breweries, distilleries, stuff across the state. But really, when you get into it, and they're just cool people to talk to, they're friendly, they're open, and they want to have that conversation, there's nothing better than that.
All your favorite big headliners at one time were local bands.
Yep.
If you don't support the local bands, they'll never be the big headliner.
Never get to that spot, yeah.
You know, maybe that's not true with, you know, Instagram and TikTok. I'm a little bit of the older generation. But support your local music. That's how they become the big headliners. That's how they get to the next step.
And great way to support local music is checking out all those open mic nights and the small booked gigs and everything that are all around town. And honestly, I've found a lot of times too, like, I love going to big shows. I went to see John Butler Trio at Red Rocks a handful of times, Avenged Sevenfold obviously at Ball Arena, Disturbed at Fiddler's Green. So, like, I've been to some of the really
big
acts.
You've got good taste.
Yeah, it's a wide range, let me tell you. But I love it when you can find a spot to walk into and it's just like, hey, there's someone playing over here in the corner, and sit there and listen to them for a while. And I distinctly remember, it was before I started doing the podcast, my wife and I went and saw Breaking Benjamin at, it might have actually been the Fillmore. Nope, sorry, it was at First Bank Center out in Broomfield. Because as we drove home, there was a little bar that we stopped at, and we're like, we're not in a hurry, we got nothing else to do, let's pop in here and just hang out for a minute. And I couldn't tell you who it was that was playing, but I enjoyed sitting there listening to those guys just as much as I did listening to Breaking Benjamin. I mean, not to put anything against bigger acts, but sometimes it's just really fun to sit there and listen to guys put their all into it. And
you can listen to overproduced and you know, cereal box radio all day long, but to hear it live and the people making it on the spot, you know, this guy just wrote a song 20 minutes ago and now he's performing it for you live, and you're the first person that gets to experience that, I think that's pretty special.
That is something really cool to be able to see, like, the whole process start to finish in about 20 minutes and then be the first to listen to it. It
happens in here a lot. Jason, our bartender, I can't get off his case. It'll be 5 minutes before his slot, and he'll go in the brewery, literally on the production floor, finish writing a song and play it 30 seconds later. Being a part of that is pretty cool.
That's awesome. That is way cool, man.
Yeah.
So, well, I know we kind of short notice dropped this on you, so I appreciate you taking some time.
I think it's really cool that it happened that way.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think this has been pretty great, but I won't take up too much more. I do want to give a shout out, and it fits right in with what we're talking about. The folks who do the intro outro music for every episode of a Colorado Craft podcast, Roma Ransom, Colorado based band. Absolutely phenomenal. You can catch them at breweries, distilleries, different events all throughout the state. Another real great local band to go out and support. They do some really, really awesome music. Just a blast to listen to. You get kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, sort of a Eastern European gypsy kind of vibe for some of their songs, and
love it.
Just absolutely a blast.
Dodo Bordello, Nick Cave,
yeah.
Tom Waits.
So, I mean, definitely awesome to listen to, and another local band you can support. Go check out the episode with Wake Me and listen to their music if you're into a little more kind
Can't
of rock metal. Yeah, they do a phenomenal job. They just had a new single drop a couple weeks ago, so, you know, go give that a listen for sure. Check them out. And, you know, as always, keep supporting everything local. Come down and check out Crazy Mountain Brewing. They're doing some awesome stuff. Super, as I said, this is such a cool and awesome atmosphere to just hang out in. And it is. I think it's, I mean, obviously the building looks nice. All your artwork, everything was put together, and it's intentional, and it looks like, you can tell that there's,
it was kind of haphazard, honestly.
Hey, it looks, it was intentionally haphazard.
Yes. Fair enough.
No, it looks great. It's been awesome. But I agree. I think the folks down here, you guys have always been such a wonderful group to hang out with. So I appreciate you sitting down with me and taking a few minutes to do this with me here today.
Ton of fun, Zach. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So
everybody, drink and listen local.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow Crazy Mountain on social media. They've got Instagram. I don't know what other platforms you guys are on.
And Facebook primarily.
Really, the two? Okay. So check them out there. Come down and check out the brewery at Ogden and Colfax. Get yourself some great beers. Come in before or after a concert, or come in for a concert on Saturdays, I think is even a better way to do it. Or do all of the above. Just come in as often as you want, because why not? Beer's delicious, music's good, and you'll have a great time. So definitely come do that. And then thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of me gabbing at you and yelling at my host or my guest here. Appreciate y'all listening. If you want to continue to support the show, sharing it, giving us ratings on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, give us a thumbs up. All of those help me out immensely. Any comments, I always read them all myself. Like, I very much enjoy hearing all the feedback that you guys give to me. Ratings on Spotify, on Apple, all of those things. Everything helps me out a ton. You can also support by checking out that PayDirt link that'll be in the show notes. And support another guy that I'm good friends with as well. And head over to milehighbourbon.com/shop. And there you can purchase glassware. And I've got some new products coming soon, which I keep promising and keep not delivering on, but they are on the way. Much like the dragons in Game of Thrones, they are on the way. So go check that out as well. Again, shout out Roma Ransom. Thank you so much for supporting us and giving us the music. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of the Colorado Craft Podcast. Robbie, thank you again so much.
Thank you, Zach.
Yep. Cheers. It's been great talking to you.
Cheers.
And we'll catch you guys later.